really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
To our show today, and it is Wednesday, March 15th, 2017, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and another crazy weekend. A lot of stuff going on here today, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer your call. Our third hour guest today will be Joe Moulton, the CEO of Guns 80, following up on that apparently ambush-style journalism from NBC. And right now, the polls are just now closing in the Netherlands, and we're waiting for the first report of the exit polls. Of course, because of the way they handle their elections in the Netherlands, where there's a lot of hand counting. They don't trust those computers. The official results may be a few days away, but generally the Dutch exit polls tend to be pretty much bang spot on. So we'll see where that's going. Now, every once in a while, if you live long enough, you will be witness to an epic disaster. The sinking of the Titanic. The explosion of the Hindenburg, the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Towers, and of course, right now, Rachel Maddow, because she just had this incredible, epic fail, and I'm sure somewhere in the darkness, Geraldo Rivera is wiping his brow, because up until last night, Geraldo Rivera had the dubious distinction of hosting the greatest live TV epic fail in TV history with his secret vault of Al Capone, which turned out to be absolutely nothing. So starting late yesterday, Rachel Maddow and MSNBC started pushing this story that they had gotten hold of Donald Trump's 2005 tax return. Remember all that thing about why won't he release his tax returns? Well, because he wasn't paying taxes. He's a crook. He's dishonest. And they were just pumping it all day long. It was number one trending topic on Twitter. They just hyped it for hours on MSNBC. Then when Rachel's show came on, she just sort of took up the first part of it with a lot of other stuff, getting people built up for it. Then came back from commercial and starts rambling around. She's got the two-page summary of the tax return, which shows that, in point of fact, Donald Trump had paid a lot of taxes in 2005. There was nothing there at all. So Rachel then goes back to all of this thing about, you know, we still have to look at Russia helping Donald Trump and Trump's being compromised by Russia and just pushing that stuff. Epic fail. Maddow looked like a complete idiot, and MSNBC looked more like fake news, which we already know they are here. But the takeaway from this is actually quite significant. Because apparently back in 2005, Donald Trump paid a 25% tax rate, Obama paid a 19.5% tax rate, Sanders 13.5% tax rate, because of that sliding scale. The more money you have, the more you pay in taxes. And everybody went to Twitter. Sean Hannity was mocking Rachel Maddow. Donald Trump Jr. Was on there saying, thank you, Rachel, for finally putting this to bed. And letting all the Trump haters know that there was nothing to this story from the get-go. It was just more of this campaign propaganda that everybody was dealing in all during that campaign. The reality is that Donald Trump paid more taxes in 2005 than Bernie Sanders did in 2014. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Considering that Rachel accomplished absolutely nothing other than to crater her and MSNBC's credibility, she committed a felony on live TV. Title 26, U.S. Code Section 7213, you are not allowed to take somebody's tax return and make it public. And it's another reminder that the liberal establishment seems to feel that they are above the law, that they're allowed to do these things and not get called on it. Anyway, as I said at the top of the show, the polls are just now closing over in the Netherlands. We're waiting the first release of the exit polls that should be imminent. I'm going to be checking on them during the next commercial break here. One interesting thing already is that there was a high voter turnout and quite a bit higher than 5 years ago. And they're saying it was the milder weather, you know, and all the rest of it. Generally, no. When you have higher numbers of voters turning out, it means people are voting for a change. People who are happy with the current government, they'll basically stay home and they don't feel that they need to make the effort to get on out there. But people who want to change do make the effort of getting on out there to the polls here. Now, the issue over Obamagate and spying is still going back and forth. Members of Congress are saying that Trump has not provided any hard, convincing evidence that the Obama administration was eavesdropping on the Trump campaign headquarters, even though the White House has not denied, or rather the Obama has not denied it, and in fact gone back to justify it, saying we had a FISA warrant because of the Russia connection to Donald Trump, and we know that FISA warrant was acquired through a fraud. Somebody set up a totally bogus Donald Trump website and communicated from that website to Russian servers, and that was the chain of evidence presented to the FISA court to get that warrant. Now, Judge Napolitano is out there saying there is not going to be an American paper trail of this spying, because everybody still remembers the lessons of Nixon and Watergate, and not to leave evidence behind that you're doing this. And Napolitano was saying Obama went through GCHQ in Great Britain using that pre-existing arrangement from Echelon Five Eyes that goes all the way back to the 1980s, where these countries would spy on each other's citizens, then trade the data to get around the laws saying you're not allowed to spy on your own citizens. And unlike the Nixon era, all of our communications are already compromised by the NSA. They don't need to go on in and put physical wiretaps. They don't need to go on in and plant radio bugs. Everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's got telephones. TVs are watching you. It's just out there. Now, Loretta Lynch, apparently, according to this story in this YouTube video, Loretta Lynch was bending over backwards to find some way to legitimately grant Obama's wiretap requests on Donald Trump. Ron Paul has stepped into the fray saying, look, let's just face facts. They're wiretapping everybody, and they don't need paperwork or signed special orders to do it. It's built into the system. Remember, one of the events that led to the discovery of that huge Israeli spy network in the United States just prior to 9/11 were suspicions that the Israeli company that had modified our domestic telephone system to allow law enforcement to simply listen to any phone call anywhere in the country by tapping a keyboard, Converse Infosys, there were suspicions they had backdoored their own system, and they were basically peeking in on police communications, drug enforcement communications, and tipping off Israeli drug dealers who would amazingly not be at the rendezvous that was going to be raided by the police. And it was investigating that link that led to the exposure of this spy ring, the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered in the United States of America, working for Israel. And that was all unraveling just when 9/11 began to happen. All right, we're going to take one phone call here. Russ in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Fukushima. I've been a chemical engineer for over 50 years, degreed and registered. And this Fukushima thing is really starting to scare me. Let me tell you a couple things. Apparently, they're dumping salt water into this reactor somehow, into the to try to cool it of some manner. Now, one of the things people don't realize is that stainless steel is tremendously subject to chloride attack. Even stainless, chrome and nickel are eaten up by salt water. The chlorine in the salt water is just fact of the matter. It's chemistry. Again,
okay, I need to cut in here for a second. First of all, this is wildly off topic for this portion of the show here. But are you sure it's salt water, that they're not using fresh water?
There's probably not enough fresh water in the whole country of Japan. I don't know any. I can't give you any specific numbers as cubic feet per minute or stuff of this nature, but to cool a situation that magnitude, they have to be using a tremendous quantity of water. It's got to be salt water. Where do they even get the fresh water from? The deep canals or phenomenal cooling pipes or something of this nature? The ocean's right there. The reason they build these nuclear plants near the ocean is because of the accessibility of tremendous quantities of cool ocean water.
Well, there's no question they were using the ocean as a heat sink rather than building cooling towers on that question. But I think before we go any further on this discussion, I'd like to establish it as a fact that they are using salt water rather than trying to use fresh water over and over again with that processing plant. But there is no question huge amounts of radioactive water are being dumped. They can't find the corium. It is absolutely unmitigated a disaster. And thank you very much for the information, and we'll follow up on the salt water issue. Let's get on back to current events here. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, is out there saying, yes, there is a deep state. There is this shadowy network of powerful, entrenched federal and military interests that are working to destabilize the administration of President Donald Trump in order to perpetuate their own position, wealth, power, and so forth. It is a corrupted system. And possibly by way of illustration, there's been a new development in the IRS scandal. Remember that IRS scandal where the IRS was out there delaying, interfering, asking for unreasonable paperwork, basically targeting the Tea Party group, conservative groups in general, conservative activists in general. And so the IRS, which, by the way, is a private corporation that works for the Federal Reserve, which is also a private corporation, they were in trouble for violating a court order barring the IRS from destroying evidence related to this targeting of conservative groups. Now, Microsoft actually filed a Freedom of Information Act calling on the IRS to produce data showing what it was up to, data that was stored on the hard drive of the former director of transfer pricing operations at the IRS Large Business and International Division, Samuel Maruca. There was a legal order from the Department of Justice to freeze all documents and data. But the IRS has just informed the Department of Justice that the hard drive in question was wiped clean back in April of last year, almost a year ago, even though the legal hold had already been put in place. So they're already out there destroying data to cover up what's been going on out here. Now, Tucker Carlson came on out and said all this nonsense about Russia interfering with the election. NBC was tinkering with the election far more than Russia when they released that Access Hollywood Trump tape to the Washington Compost. That was going to have far more impact on the results of the election than anything coming from Russia. Of course, the corporate media probably feels they have some kind of a right to tinker in the election on behalf of their own personal opinion, which I disagree with. You want to expose government wrongdoing, but you don't want to go on out there and sell the president, even though that is what the corporate media has been doing for many, many decades. In fact, there was even a series of books out there, The Selling of the President. So, corporate media seems to think that tinkering with the election, swaying the election results, misreporting the election results in the poll is their exclusive province. How dare those evil Russians cut into our action here? Now, as it turns out, the meddling shoe is now on the other foot. Congress is demanding an investigation into Barack Obama's giving of U.S. taxpayer dollars to various groups run by George Soros that were basically promoting leftist political revolution in other countries, and obviously in this one as well. That's meddling in the elections of other countries by Barack Obama and by George Soros. Now, Soros is probably going to have a little bit more to think about on his plate. Apparently, over in Dallas, the head of a Dallas police organization is starting a class action lawsuit against a collection of Black Lives Matter figureheads and other individuals for inciting racial violence against American police officers. And I think it's probably a good idea. And I hope that they are able to basically make a serious dent in Soros operations over there. Meanwhile, earlier today, the Senate has confirmed former Senator Dan Coats to serve as the Director of National Intelligence. Boy, oh boy, looking at all the mess that's out there right now, I almost wonder why he even would even want the job. Because he's going to have to clean up this mess that his predecessors have left for him to deal with. And it's been made worse, of course, by the WikiLeaks dump of the CIA files, Snowden's exposure of the National Security Agency. The American people are openly hostile to the intelligence community as a whole. And he's going to have to deal with that. And simply getting on TV and saying that, oh, the American people trust the intelligence agencies is really not going to do that. And apparently Tucker Carlson took a CIA spokesperson to task, who went on his show and said, the public trusts the U.S. intelligence services. No, we don't. You have betrayed our trust and confidence way too many times, all the way back to Echelon. Remember that Seattle Apex scandal? U.S. government spooks were breaking into the computers of conference attendees, not to find criminals, not to find terrorists, but to steal business secrets to give to Bill Clinton's cronies. That is what the intelligence services are really like. They're not the swell bunch of Joes you see in the Tom Clancy books or the Harrison Ford movies or the James Bond movies. It's all myth-making and make-believe. The intelligence agencies, especially the CIA, are just mafia-esque thugs wrapped in the American flag. And look what they're involved in. Gun running, drug running, overthrowing governments. It's not very pleasant to look at. And no, we don't trust the intelligence agencies. Now, here's a little bit of good news. Attorney General Sessions has now withdrawn the previous administration's six-year legal battle against Texas' new voter ID law. Basically called on down there and said, we're dropping this whole thing, pass your voter ID law, and they're sending a message to the other states. Yes, you can pass whatever voter ID laws you deem to be appropriate for where you are. And I am absolutely delighted that this administration is starting to actually take on the issue of election fraud. There's a lot more to do, and we're going to be really focusing on that as we get into the summer months. Because there's a lot more to do, a lot more to deal with. The fraud is just built into the system right now. Now, over at Bloomberg, they wrote this, basically a hit piece, a very dangerous WikiLeaks. And they're in there saying, you know, these WikiLeaks, these are the tools used by the CIA to spy on terrorists and foreign adversaries. And that was bad to let that on out. Now, Bloomberg has shown, once again, they're firmly a part of the establishment. But let's get one thing straight. Real criminals and real terrorists are able to create their own systems of encryption the NSA cannot crack. We demonstrated that on this website a few years ago. Real criminals and terrorists also know that all electronic communications are compromised, going back to that 1980s Echelon project. They're going to use other means to communicate. For example, the number stations. If you're a shortwave aficionado, you probably tune around the dial. Every once in a while, you'll stumble across the shortwave station, and all they're broadcasting are numbers. Just endless, endless strings of numbers. Those are messages going to spies in other countries who have what are called one-time keypads. They look up the number, and there's a word associated with it, and they put together their message that way. That's an unbreakable code, because it is a one-time code. So all of this CIA and NSA spying is all about a government terrified of its own population spying on law-abiding Americans. And as the Seattle APEC demonstrated, stealing the business secrets for political cronies. Or as Snowden revealed, stealing images of your significant other in states of undress for their, shall we put it politely, personal amusement. At bottom, we have a government openly in violation of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and apparently Bloomberg is perfectly happy with that. We're going to take a break for commercials. I'm going to see if we've got an update on the Dutch elections, and we'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the initial exit polling numbers from the Netherlands are not looking very good for Geert Wilders. Apparently, Mark Rutte's VVD party is well in the lead. Interestingly enough, I'm already seeing comments all over the place. If the globalists have rigged this election the way they did the Scottish independence referendum and the way they tried to rig the Brexit vote. So we're in an age right now where the people of planet Earth have actually lost all trust and faith in the democratic process because of all the cheating that has come to light. Now, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Linda in Foxborough, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This news story that I bumped into today, Trump gives CIA power to drone strike. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did. And it does appear that Trump is getting some what we would consider to be bad advice. And he's driving the U.S. deeper into this Middle East quagmire that is ultimately going to be a disaster. But the defense contractors are just happy as all heck because they're getting all kinds of money for this stuff.
But this is the Pentagon, when the military, the CIA, is from, according to these articles, CIA always was involved. They directed.
Of course. And the scandal there was that CIA's criteria for picking targets was not based on any actual factual knowledge of somebody doing. They were profiling people. One of the worst incidents that happened is the CIA simply decided that anybody who was exceptionally tall had likely been recruited by the terrorist armies. Therefore, anybody that was exceptionally tall became a target. And there was this one horrible incident where the drone operators saw a crowd walking across the street with a very tall person in the middle, and they ordered a drone strike. And it turned out to be a teacher with a class of young students going on some kind of a field trip.
Well, both the military and the CIA parameters were quite low. They were something like reasonably, possibly, you know, just ridiculous. But the CIA will be able to do these covertly. When they were in the military, hands of the military and the public, Pentagon, they were, as the article says, mostly public. The CIA will be able to do this now covertly in Syria, where they have their assets. This is preposterous. I agree.
Well, you're doing something right now. You're voicing your anger where a lot of people can hear it, and that's a very good thing to do. I very much disagree with Donald Trump on his war policy. All the more so because certainly this is one campaign promise he made that he clearly is not going to be keeping. But again, he's probably been told that unless the war agenda moves forward, the U.S. is looking at an economic and political collapse. And as president, he's thinking what's best to keep the government running, and that means promoting the war agenda. Unfortunately, Donald Trump campaigned to the American people, but now he's basically looking at the problems from the point of view of the extreme fragile nature of our current economy and governmental systems. And as a matter of fact, the next story that I've got coming up has more of the same. And I don't agree with this, mostly because I think that escalating the situation in the Middle East is not going to resolve the situation in our favor anyway. All we're doing is we're making enemies faster than we can ever deal with them. We've reached that point where we've made more enemies than we can actually fight off if they were all to unite against us.
Oh, I know. I agree with you there. But I just feel that this will definitely, because Russia is there in Syria, I find this to be extraordinarily dangerous move. And these powers, according to this article, and of course they always say, you know, basically unnamed U.S. officials, so it
yes.
helps know. You know, but they said that these powers may be expanded for them to use them in other countries.
And okay, well, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I want to put forward what I think is going on inside the Trump administration. Donald Trump last year campaigned on the American people's growing distrust and resentment of the federal government, of the elite establishment. And now that he's in the White House, Donald Trump has probably been made very aware of just how fragile the nation is economically and politically. We've seen record low numbers for approval of Congress, record low numbers for trust of the government as a whole, record low numbers of trust of the corporate media. It could all come apart. Now, obviously, I'm not in agreement with this next piece of news either, but apparently, as you know, Judicial Watch is suing the State Department to look for more of Hillary Clinton's emails. And apparently, Donald Trump's State Department under Sessions is saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to spend any more time, waste any more resources looking for as yet uncovered Hillary Clinton emails from her time at the department. Now, the only thing that makes sense to me, because Trump has to know that if Hillary does not go down, she's going to be haunting him for the next 4 years. She's already talking about another run in 2020. So's Cuomo, apparently. So the only thing that makes sense right now for Trump and Sessions to tamp this thing down is that Trump has been told that, yes, indeed, Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests while Secretary of State and using her charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments. This is a scandal more than sufficient to bring down the already fragile federal government, and that may be what Trump is thinking. He doesn't want it all to come apart under his watch. He doesn't want to go down in the history books as the last president of the United States. I see this as confirmation that Hillary was selling these secrets. And obviously, I think the scandal should come on out, but Trump may be thinking about just keeping things together and keeping it going. And unfortunately, I think Trump is beginning to realize the country is in such bad, bad shape that all he can do is barely keep it going along, and there's no room, no latitude to try and bring about any positive change. Although, like I said, I approve of what they're doing with the state voter ID laws. So I think that's my opinion, my theory about what's going on, why all of a sudden Trump is pulling back on some of these scandals, despite his promises during the campaign season. I don't think they got to him. I don't think they threatened him. I think Trump is simply thinking in terms of not letting a scandal come out of sufficient magnitude to basically provide that final death blow to a government that's already struggling to maintain legitimacy in the eyes of the public, and failing miserably, I might add. All right, let's grab a few phone calls. Mark in North Carolina, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, as far as the wars go, if Donald Trump thinks that he's going to avoid an economic collapse by getting us into war, let me remind you of the consequences. I'm sure you know, but anyway. You could have anything from a destruction of the planet that comes to, like, a war between the United States and Russia. It could signal the end of the planet. That's in one extreme. The other, it's more likely we get bogged down in some localized war, either an invasion of Iran or an attempted invasion of Iran, or getting bogged down in Syria and in Iraq again. It just would mean, lots of casualties, lots of boys coming back in body bags and or leaving parts of themselves in some other country, or having a draft, I believe, because I don't think we have the amount of troops we need in the military right now.
No, we absolutely do not. The draft legislation is sitting in committee in Congress, ready to go at a moment's notice here. The situation right now is, I know the conventional wisdom is that war is good for the economy. That's not really true. It's always great for the defense contractors and their people. But in this particular context, the need to get the world going back to Bretton Woods and using the U.S. Federal Reserve note for all international trade and banking, that's an objective that cannot be achieved until the war is already over and done with and we have been victorious, which is not guaranteed right now. And in the process of getting into that war, they could shatter what remains of our economy, which means there'd be nothing at the end of the war. There'd be nothing for us to offer the rest of the going wrong with our phone connection here, so I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Yeah, resistance to a draft would exceed what we saw during Vietnam. Back during Vietnam, the majority of the American people had bought into the lie that we had to... okay, I can't even begin to understand you. We're going to let you go. Thank you very much here. And we seem to be having some technical issues. But in this case, the situation is the American people don't believe in the moral rightness of any of these wars. They are going to be far more resistant to sending their children off to be killed and crippled than was even the case back in Vietnam. Remember what I said about Sun Tzu and the art of war. For the U.S. government to win a war, any of these wars, they have to have a military that believes in the moral rightness so that they will fight fiercely and, if necessary, die. And you have to have a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness so that they will bear the burdens war brings to a society, even the winning side. It costs everybody. Only the bankers and the defense contractors come out of these things rich. So that's the situation that they're in right now. All right, let's see if we can take a call from Fran in Washington State and see if we can get a better quality signal there. Fran, are you there?
Yeah, Michael. Aloha Nui Nui.
Aloha Nui Nui. Much better phone call quality, yes.
Okay, from my smartphone, actually. So, I have been pondering, and you know, in this case, it can be really a capital lie. George Carlin, in one of his bits, said, you know, they don't care about you. They don't care about you.
And I'm that the military-industrial complex is in the process of going rogue. And I'm thinking...
Oh, wait a minute. They've always been rogue. We seem to be having some issues. You know, I think what I'm going to do is we're going to have to close the phone lines for the rest of the day. We're good now? All right. We're good. we have some new equipment in the control room, but apparently it's going through birth pains here. And we're getting all kinds of issues. Anyway, Fran, need to finish up. Got another phone call. Got lots of news before our third hour guest.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I'll try to make it quick. The alligators in the swamp, the cabal, the whatever, the shadow government, they don't care about us. I think Trump is discovering that the president really has no power whatsoever. And neither do the Congress critters. They've all been bought. So, you know, it's really spiraling out of control, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight, and we sure can't seem to cause it to happen. Anyway,
well, we don't. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. There's still all kinds of noise on the line here. The fact is, the military-industrial complex has always been more or less rogue. Even Eisenhower warned us about that. We know the intelligence agencies have been rogue since the moment of their creation. And certainly in the case of Donald Trump, he's surrounded by a political establishment that is trying to isolate him and render him completely impotent. And I may chastise Donald Trump for some of these decisions we're seeing in the wars and so forth. But we have to acknowledge that Donald Trump himself, he's after all only human. There's only so many hours in the day, and he is so absorbed with all of this draining the swamp and dealing with the alligators that he is allowing other people to decide policy, and he's just signing off on it without really realizing how it looks to ordinary people out here. And Donald Trump, I know he uses Twitter to broadcast out there. Maybe he should start reading some of the feedback that's coming back. Because it's starting to be a little less enthusiastic than it was immediately after the inauguration. All right, we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. The more things change, the more they stay the same. I love what Trump's doing on the border, and I'm heartened by what you reported today about the challenge in Texas being dropped. But he's basically outsourced foreign policy. I mean, like in Vegas, in the casino, the house never loses. These neocons never lose. The military-industrial complex never loses. And I've gotten to the point where I think Trump, I think Trump's numbers would go to 90% if he just called, announced a press conference or a speech from the Oval Office and just spoke frankly and honestly with the American people once and for all and just said, the president is powerless. This is a powerless job. This country, this the swamp is just impossible. You can't. You have a media that's attacking him. You have a corrupt judiciary that will overturn all of his executive orders or his new laws. It's just nothing's going to get done. These liberals, they don't need to defeat him in the midterm elections or the presidential election. All they need to do is it's just basically a holding action. Just block him at every turn, and then come 2020, then just steal the election. Mission accomplished. That's all.
Well,
nothing's ever going to get done. I've gotten so cynical. I'm sick of it.
Well, no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up. And I'll be very honest, I would be very, very surprised if we actually get to the 2020 elections the way things are breaking apart. The American people are just, they've absolutely lost confidence, trust, and faith in our political class, if you will. And I really do foresee the U.S. is headed for the same kind of catastrophic dissolution as the former Soviet Union. And in fact, at this point, I don't see any way it can be avoided. Simply because there are too many elements of our system that have gone rogue. There is no real leadership. Donald Trump is being blocked by personal interests in the military-industrial complex, big pharma, and so forth. He's making positive changes in those areas that aren't really that important to the true elites of this country. But he is finding himself as limited by bureaucratic interference as John F. Kennedy did. And I think that's a warning.
He's being blocked
by all of the current establishment because they see that any significant change means an end to their access to your wallets, their access to the lives of your children for their wars. And they are absolutely digging in their heels and saying, no, we will not allow any change to the system because the system works for us. And that's the way we set it up. All right, Bob,
thank
I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
We're going to close the phone lines. We're apparently having some kind of an issue where there's a lot of noise on the line, something, and we'll just let them, our hardworking technicians at RBN, work at this for another day before we open up the phone lines again. Plus, I'm getting emails from listeners that I'm taking too many phone calls anyway. So we will now accede to their wishes, at least for the remainder of this program. Now then, as you know, Julian Assange came on out yesterday with this claim that the deep state is working on a plan to somehow get Donald Trump out of office and put Mike Pence in. Either find some way to impeach him, which is not going to be possible unless the Democrats recapture both houses of Congress next year. If not that, remove him under the 25th Amendment by finding somebody to say, yeah, frankly, we think he's really crazy. Or they can always use the Kennedy method to get rid of him. But Vice President Pence came on out today just absolutely blasting Assange, saying, that's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's how can you even think about such a thing? So remember that old adage in Washington, D.C., never believe anything until it's officially denied. Well, it's been officially denied now. And by the way, you want to talk about liberal pettiness? Apparently out in California, some vandals got over the fence onto one of Donald Trump's golf courses and basically carved it up with sayings like, no more tiger, no more woods. And the corporate media are trying to claim they were environmental activists concerned about the environmental damage that a golf course will cause. Well, golf courses are actually a haven for nature. A lot of plants producing oxygen. We actually have a very rare Hawaiian owl that's taken up residence in the golf course out here. I see it flying back and forth all the time. But here's something else I see, because I get up very early in the morning to do this. And I look down at the golf course, and long before sunrise, I'll see those workers out there. Because it takes a lot of work and care to keep those golf courses looking the way they do. And obviously, these liberal activists, representatives of the party of the people, have no respect for the work that these groundskeepers do to keep the golf courses looking good. And obviously, filling in those letters and producing a nice fairway again is going to take up a lot of their time. And it is petty. All they've done is continue to damage the liberal Democratic brand in the eyes of the American people. And that's why so much of the Democratic leadership is now starting to turn against Hillary and Obama and the liberal whiners, because they're concerned that the American people are judging the entire Democratic Party by what's been going on last year and this year. And they should. They should. The Democratic leadership did allow it to happen. We'll be right back after these few words.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, interestingly enough, and again, it looks like Geert Wilders is in second place in the Dutch elections. And sadly, it's a distant second. And again, looking at comments on Twitter and over there in the European press, they're already speculating that the globalists came in and rigged this election the way they did the Scottish independence referendum and tried to rig but failed the Brexit vote. So Marine Le Pen ought to take note of what's going on here, because right now she's booming in the polls. her only real opponent is just in crash mode, crater mode, because of officially now being under investigation for having given his wife a very high-paying government job that did not actually involve any kind of work or even showing up. Meanwhile, Credit Suisse issued a guide to investors saying that Marine Le Pen right now is the biggest risk to European stability. And it's another reminder that the bankers are all supporting globalism because they dream of enslaving the entire human race to a single private central bank and consolidate their plans of the last 300 years. Now, the Dutch premier, who looks like his party's going to win this election, is out there slamming Brexit, slamming Trump, and desperately wants to turn the tide of populism in the election. And it's amazing when you hear all these people who use the word populism like it's an obscenity. You know, we've got this trend toward populism. Ooh, populism. Populism is a four-letter word. And, of course, anybody criticizing or objecting to populism is essentially telling the people to go jump in a lake because global dictatorship is here to stay, and you might as well just get used to it. I don't think so here. Erdogan is continuing his war of words with Europe. He's calling Merkel a terrorist supporter, and he's now going to take Germany to the European Court of Human Rights over Germany's refusal to allow Turkish officials to enter the country to deliver campaign speeches to Turkish nationals who are now waiting refugee status in Germany. Erdogan's coming up on his referendum, on which hinges much expanded power and authority for himself. And apparently the vote is really, really close, and that's why he's got his knickers in a twist that he should be allowed to campaign to Turkish nationals in other countries who are still apparently allowed to vote in the Turkish referendum. Over in Libya, clashes continue for a third straight day, artillery exchanges all over the capital. And I love the way they describe this. After forces loyal to the UN-backed government storm the headquarters of a rival militia. And always remember when they say UN-backed government, what they mean is imposed puppet rulers. Nowhere in the UN charter is the UN allowed to choose a government for a country. In fact, in the UN's own Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it says you're allowed to pick your own leadership. So the UN is now illegitimate. They're being used as a rubber stamp for this program of installing puppet regimes around the world. We'll be right back after station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.